Good morning, friends. February 27th. It's a Tuesday. The year 2024. Hope all things are well with you in your life. Wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing. It is early again, as my wife has to go to work early, so I am posting my podcast pretty darn early. It's 4:50 a.m., 4:52 a.m. I get up at 4:30. I don't have to be to work until 7:45, but my personality is such that I need to acclimate to the day. So I'll sit here for a while, I'll give my podcast, I'll take a shower, have some caffeine, and I'm working in our early childhood center, helping in the kindergarten class. So that's only about 3 blocks from my house, but I'll still go there about 20 minutes early to acclimate myself to the next thing. It's just, I've always been that way. I'm early everywhere I go. And it is early right now. So, as I try to shake the cobwebs out of my brain, I welcome you. If you're a new listener, I welcome you. If you're a longtime listener, I welcome you. We are rapidly approaching May. May 21st will be the third anniversary of the podcast. I don't know how many episodes I've done at this point. A lot. So let's get to our topic. There's an old saying that I wish I knew who came up with it, but it's a great saying. I've talked about it before, but it's been a while. And it goes like this. There are three sides to every story. There's your side, there's my side, and there's the truth. I might also add, it's a great album by a band called Extreme. I think about 1990 that album came out. Great album. And it's true that because we perceive differently, getting down to what is true is very difficult. And it's even more true today that that's true. Because we have really made what is true subjective to our opinion. Now, that's always been the way it's been. Right? If you can manipulate the narrative, maybe you can stay out of trouble or get away with something or achieve something. It's always been the way humans are. But now that we have platforms that allow us to reach out, such as podcasting, social media, you know, mass advertisement, instant communication, we can deliver messages that we may believe they're true, but they may not be. Or we may know they're not true, but we deliver them anyway. People deliver them anyway because they want something from that message to happen. Politics being an obvious example, right? Two things cannot be true at the same time. One has to be closer than the other. Two can be a lie, I guess. And that makes it very important for us to have some way to quantify, qualify, and identify the truth. What is the truth of something? And again, people will say, well, what may be true for me may not be true for you. I don't buy that. I think that there is one central theme that we can go to. There are some things that quantify and do qualify and identify what is true. Now, it may be that there's a spectrum there, that some things may lean towards the truth but have in them a little bit of non-truth. Some things may be completely non-true and have just a smidge of truth in there. But I do believe, I'm convinced there is a way in which to get beyond that idea of three sides to every story, yours, mine, and the truth. That the important thing is to get down to the truth. So let's talk about the ways in which we can identify what is true. So the first quality I think we need is the ability to be self-aware enough to think critically. If I could teach kids one thing, and although I'm a substitute teacher, so I don't get to really, you know, be with kids a whole school year, but if I could teach one thing, it's the ability to think critically. And I don't mean to think cynically, and I don't mean to think negatively. I mean to think critically about each question and about who they are. To not just appreciate themselves and understand they have worth, which, you know, educators are pretty good at, but also to be able to identify within themselves their own sort of darkness, if you will, their own foibles, their own ability to tell a lie, to discern the difference between something that is true and something that is false. So to have the ability to think critically, I think is important when it comes to trying to find what is true. Because we have to be able to see clearly what is not true. We have to be able to think deeply enough, to be self-aware enough, to understand that there's always aspects to the story that are bigger than our want and our need for an outcome, a certain outcome. And so along with critical thinking comes self-awareness. We have to be aware of our own shadows, of our own darkness, of our own ability to try to perceive things in a certain way. We have to become aware of, self-aware of our own propensity to manipulate the truth to get our way. Something all humans have learned to do, something we all do. We have to name it. And once we name it, once we become aware of it, then we have to be aware. You know, we have to identify when we do that, when we do fall into the sort of manipulation mode, and we have to stop it best we can and be aware of it. In other words, being aware of our own darkness, being aware of our own shadows, does not mean they're going to disappear. It means we know when we employ them, when we use them to get our way. So, you know, critical thinking, self-awareness. And then we get into the practical things. And I hope you never tire of me talking about kindness. Because I cannot emphasize enough, and I never really understood this until about 7 years ago, that kindness is a powerful transformative mechanism. And the more you practice it, the more you experience it, the more you practice kindness without an agenda. Okay, follow me on this. The more you do things for others without needing something from that exchange, the more that changes you. And the more that changes you, the more self-reflective and self-aware and the greater the ability to think critically it becomes for you. Kindness is my personal sacrament. I can't say I always practice it. I don't always want to practice it. There are some days when I just want to, you know, tell people, you know what. But it really is a place to go, because within kindness are things like forgiveness and reconciliation and healing and, you know, words like grace, you know, unmerited love. These things are within the realm of kindness. And so it's important for us. Ultimately, and here's where all this is leading. Ultimately, I think the central tenet to truth, what really guides us to truth, is how loving the decision is, how inclusive the decision is, how kind the decision is. How do we determine if something is true? We look at how loving it is. Now, you may say, well, even that word's subjective, and that's right. You know, we all perceive things in a different way. Even the most cruel human being probably believes that they're being loving in some way, that they're doing something for the greater good. You know, even the Nazis in the 1930s in Germany believed they were doing something for the greater good. But if we really employ kindness and generosity, self-awareness, self-honesty, critical thinking, then if we develop those skills, that diffuses that objectivity. And we can get down to really understanding what is the loving thing to do. But here's a practical guide. You know, does it help other people? Is it gentle in nature? Is it kind in nature? Does the decision or the opinion or whatever it is you're trying to find out is true, how does it feel deep down inside? And there's that self-awareness part again. You know, to understand your own intuitive being is a practice of self-awareness. And so, unfortunately, these qualities are rare. Look at your daily life. And I'm not asking you to judge other people, but you got to know by now that the world we live in, we don't live in a self-aware place. The ability to self-reflect, to determine, you know, one's own motives and agenda has become even more rare than it ever has been. And I don't say that to be nostalgic. I say that because we have isolated ourselves. And because of that isolation, we are rapidly losing. And I believe this. I don't mean to bum people out, but I believe this. We are rapidly losing our ability to really question our own motives and our own agenda. So we end up in this place where there is your truth and my truth, their truth, our truth. There's not a bunch of different truths, my friends. Because ultimately, what is really true is love. I'm convinced that the only real reality there is love, is kindness, is giving of oneself to another in healthy ways with healthy boundaries. acting in kindness without needing reciprocation, acting in love without needing a payback, knowing that we all have motives and agendas, but why? Why do you do what you do? Why is the choice being made? It sounds exhausting, doesn't it? Well, it's because we're not used to it. Being self-aware, being self-reflective, knowing our own agendas, our own motives, our own shadows, our own darkness, knowing that love is the truth, that kindness is a way of life, these things really are who we are. And the reason that sounds exhausting to sort of process life that way is because it's foreign to us. Who we are is foreign to us. The love that we are is taken from us by cultural conditioning, by familial conditioning, by the things that try to form us to function within the false reality that we have created. There you have it, my friends. Three sides to every story. The truth is based in love and self-awareness and critical thinking. And I hope that for you. I hope that for the world. And I'll talk to you real soon. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Hopefully a little bit later, but I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.